بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
الله نور السماوات والأرض، مثل نوره كمشكاة فيها مصباح، المصباح في زجاجة، الزجاجة كأنها كوكب دري يوقد من شجرة مباركة زيتونة لا شرقية ولا غربية يكاد زيتها يضيء ولو لم تمسسه نار. نور على نور يهدي الله لنوره من يشاء ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس، والله بكل شيء عليم.
Look, first of all, inshallah, before we start, this is something that you need to know. Now, Islam, as you heard there in the lecture on the computer, is the religion of Jesus, Moses, Abraham, Islam means submission to God. Islam means submission to God. So this is something that we can be happy with. No problem here. You submit yourself to God, well, this is something that you can accept. It's very logical. Okay? God is the creator of everything, the creator of heaven, the creator of earth. So we've got no problem, okay, to submit ourselves to God. Okay? So to be a Muslim is not just words that we say. Okay? It is to be a Muslim, you say words with your tongue and you believe in your heart, and you do. You abide by the law. You say, okay? So it's not just words. Okay? So I'm telling you, I mean, if you just have, like, small doubt, don't. Because God is not going to accept. If you kept saying, I'm a Muslim, a thousand times, it's not accepted unless you believe it.
Yeah.
It's your heart. This is the most important thing. Okay? So, how do you become a Muslim? Okay, in Islam you have to say Shahada. What is Shahada? Okay, Shahada means to witness, to testify. Okay? So, to testify that there is no God but Allah, one God, the God of Moses, the God of Abraham, the God of Jesus, and the God of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam jami'an. Okay, so it's not, you know, it's not a pagan God, it's not a strange God, you know, it's the God of Abraham, Moses, Jesus, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay, and to believe that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a messenger, nothing more than that. He's a messenger, he's the slave of God, like Jesus, like Moses, like Abraham. Okay, he's not God, he's not God incarnated, he's just a prophet. Okay. So, do you believe in this deep from deep down? Because if you don't, it is no problem for us. But because the most important thing for us now, that you say what you believe in. If you say what you believe in, so you are a Muslim. If you kept saying words that you don't believe in, so you're not a Muslim, even if we thought you are. But in the eyes of God, you're not. You got the idea. Okay, so to become a Muslim, you repeat these words, inshallah. The words I say, I'm going to tell you the words exactly in English, so you understand what you're going to say in Arabic. Got it? So I'll give you the English first. Okay? So, I testify that there is no God but Allah. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger. So you're going to repeat these words of revealed to me, but in Arabic this time. Okay? Ashhadu. Raise your voice. Ashhadu an la ilaha إلا الله وأن محمدا رسول الله. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. Okay. So now you're a Muslim. Come on, give me a hug here. Muslim hugs. We have no problem with that. Okay. So hug your brother. That. يلا يا جماعة سلموا على الراجل. الراجل يعني من أراد أن يصفح رجلا بلا خطية يعني أو الرجل لا ليس عليه إن شاء الله إثم الآن. الحمد لله. He has no sins now. الحمد لله. ما فيش خطايا يا جماعة خلاص. غفر الرجل ده الحمد لله ربنا إن شاء الله غفر له ونفاد خلاص. اللهم بارك فيه. اللهم بارك فيه. الحمد لله. الحمد لله. الحمد لله.
عمر شكرا صعب قبلا قديمي
الحمد لله. الحمد لله. الحمد لله.
قادر
السلام عليكم. ألف مبروك.
الحمد لله. Okay. So let's talk about this level a bit. Like, now, alhamdulillah, you become a Muslim. Alhamdulillah, you become a Muslim. Okay? But God says in the Holy Quran, قالت الأعراب أمنا. There is a verse in the Holy Quran. قالت الأعراب أمنا. The Arabs said, we believe. قالت الأعراب أمنا. قل لم تؤمنوا ولكن قولوا أسلموا. So God answered, God revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to the Muhammad, you didn't believe, but say we became Muslims. وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكَ. And wait till faith enter your heart. Okay? So, what does that mean? Now you are a Muslim. Okay? Want you to be, inshallah, a believer. How you become a believer? Okay? You pray. A Muslim is supposed to pray 5 times a day. This is the connection between you and God. This is going to be the connection between you and God. If this connection is cut off, so what do you have to do with Islam? Really, so God is giving you a chance to meet Him 5 times a day. 5 times a day. Okay? Yes. So 5 times a day, inshallah, okay, you're going to stand in front of God. So you go inshallah to pray 5 times a day. Okay? Now this is number one. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, I testify that there is no God but Allah. What does it mean? It means that you need to abide by the law of God. What is the law of God? Like, you find it very close to your nature. Because Islam is the religion of fitra. What is fitra? Nature. Okay? The way that God created us. This is the religion of God. So, you find the teachings very close to your heart. So when I tell you, don't commit adultery, it is close to your heart. Because you know that adultery is very bad. You don't like it for your mother. We don't like it for our mothers. We don't like it for our sisters. We don't like it for our aunts, you know. We don't like it for our relatives. It was very bad. So Islam tells you, no, do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Okay? Very great teachings. Okay? Amazing. Islam tells you to be nice to your parents. Even if they are disbelieving. Even if your parents don't believe, you also become nice to them. At all, even if they refuse to believe, you are nice to them all the time. Okay? So abide by the law of God. How do you know the law of God? You know the law of God from the Quran and the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why is the Sunnah? The Sunnah is the way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did, and what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was happy with. He agreed with it. He agreed on it. Okay? This is the way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the Sunnah. So, these two sources are the sources from which we get the laws of God. We know what God wants. Okay? Amazing. And you said, and I testify that Muhammad is the messenger of God, that you follow Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you follow the way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Islam, you need to believe in all prophets. If you disbelieve in one prophet, you're not a Muslim anymore. So if any of these people sitting here watching, if one of them disbelieved in Jesus Christ, he's not a Muslim at all. And on the Day of Judgment, he's in hell. It's not because I'm saying so. This is what God told us. It is part of your belief. قُلُوا أَمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْنَا وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِسْمَاعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَالْأَسْبَاطِ وَمَا أُوتِيَ مُوسَى وَعِيسَى وَالنَّبِيُّونَ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِنْهُمْ وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ قُلُوا أَمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ. So this is what God is teaching our Quran. Say, we believed in God. قُلُوا أَمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْنَا, and what was revealed to us. وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى, قُلُوا أَمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْنَا وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ, and what was revealed to Abraham, Ishmael, Isaac, and all the prophets, Moses, Jesus. You have to believe in that. Okay, this is why when we started talking before and we were talking about the Holy Bible, I told you, I really believed in the Holy Bible. Only my problem with the Holy Bible and every Muslim problem with the Holy Bible was the distortion that was in that. Things that were added and things that were taken away from it, so the message was changed. Okay, but the essence, many basics, every Muslim believer. Okay? Like the great teachings of Jesus Christ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we all believe in. Muslims believe in this and all that. Okay? So you pray 5 times. And when you pray, you don't pray to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you don't pray to a shaykh, you don't pray to a great person, and you don't pray to an angel. You pray to the one true God. Okay? And let me just bring the Holy Quran here. Right. Okay. Now this is the Holy Quran. Okay? And this is the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the teaching of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is one book of many books. Okay, of the nearly 8,000 hadith saying by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you pray, this is the first surah of the Holy Quran, as you say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, this is in the name of God, the most merciful, the most beneficent. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. This is what you say in prayer. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praises be to God, the Lord of the world. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the most merciful, the most beneficent. Maliki yawmiddin, the owner of the doomsday. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. You alone we worship, and you alone we ask for help. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim, guide us to the straight path. This is what everybody wants, eh? Everybody wants to be guided, and this is what you're going to ask God in your prayer. 5 times a day, guide us to the straight path, the path of those upon whom you send your blessings. Okay? Not those who went astray, not those upon whom you sent your wrath. غَيْرُ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. Okay? So this is what you say in your prayer. Okay? 5 times. What are the movements of prayer? The movements of prayer are the movements of prophets. Like when you read, when you go to the book of Judges and the Torah, in the Old Testament, what do you find there? You find Moses and Aaron washing their hands and their feet before they go to the tabernacle. Before they go there, before they go to the house of God, they wash their hands and feet. This is what Muslims do. So we're doing what the prophets do. We bow as prophets bow. And we prostrate Jesus Christ. Like you're going to do what Jesus Christ used to do in prayer. And what you didn't used to do in Christianity, subhanAllah. You're going to do it much. If you used to prostrate in Christianity, you're going to do it much in Islam. You're going to do it much in Islam. I mean, why do we have this? Why do we have this? For example, I'm giving you a simple example. Why do you got this? Didn't Jesus Christ have one? Yes, we are ordered by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to have one. I mean, look at it's just, you know, something very simple that you can understand easily. It's just you get closer to the way of the Prophet. Because they all have one religion. So alhamdulillah, I'm very happy to. Alhamdulillah, now you are turning from worshipping a prophet into worshipping God. You're getting just back on the way. This is what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says. Wallahi, you will find in prayer peace of mind that you will find, you will not find anywhere else. It is peace of mind. I can't explain that. It is as Blood said, we were in the taxi, he said it's just like magic. SubhanAllah. Really? SubhanAllah. You feel happy. Why? And you feel just, you know, like nothing is in here. It is okay. Even if you have nothing. If you don't have money, if you have problems, any kind of problem, you just go pray and alhamdulillah, you feel happy. Well, I used to, I'm not very sure if you know Yusuf, his name was Maxwell before. And we were talking together, along with Sheikh Waleed, and after he became a Muslim. And I was asking him, I mean, what is the most impressive thing about Islam? He said, prayer. I pray, I feel happy. When I pray, I feel happy. And I don't know why. And I walk on the streets while I'm happy. And I mean, no reason. I didn't get money. But I'm happy. And subhanAllah, wallahi, I know people who are millionaires. They've got billions of money. And they're not happy at all. They're not happy at all. So this is one of the greatest things about that religion, that you'll get peace of mind. This is okay. This is going to be okay. And what is nice is that you pray whenever you feel that you want to talk to God, and you pray to God, and you talk to God alone. You don't need a mediator. You don't have to ask Jesus Christ so that Jesus Christ asks God for you. You don't have to ask Muhammad so Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to ask God for you. So you're going just to talk to God ahead, just like that. And you're going to ask God whatever you want. So this is Islam. This is the religion of Islam. And inshallah, we're going to work inshallah very hard. Me and you and Bilal, we're going just to learn how to pray, stand in prayer, and everything inshallah that is going to be told to you. It's not going to be out of my head or out of any of the other people's minds. It's going to be taken from the Book of God, the Holy Quran. Alone, okay, and it's going to be taken from the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay, and yes, inshallah. And thank you very much. The one thing that you need to do, inshallah, when you go back home, is that you're going to wash, to take a shower. Why? In Islam, we have two kinds of cleanliness. Got something that is called spiritual cleanliness and physical cleanliness. Okay? A Muslim is spiritually clean all the time. Okay? A Muslim is spiritually clean all the time. Physically, he can be unclean, as anybody else. Okay? But spiritually, he's clean all the time. So this is the first thing that you're going to do. You're going, inshallah, to have a shower, wash. Okay, how are you going to do that? You're going to wash your right part first. Like you're going to start with, you know, with the right part of your head, okay, the right part of your face. Why are you going to start with the right part? Because the right in Islam has a very high rank. May Allah make you and me and all people, okay, on his right on the day of judgment. And that reminds you of what Jesus Christ said in the Holy Bible, that is going to be on the right of God, not on the left. This, on the right. Uh-huh. This is why when you wash, you're going to start with the right and you end with the left. Okay? And when you eat, as a Muslim, you eat with your right. Okay? But excuse me for that. When you urinate and you want to wash your sexual organ, because this is cleanliness in Islam, you're ordered to do it. Okay? You're going to do that with your left hand. So left hand, the left hand is going to be for the lower thing. Right hand is going to be for the right thing. And this is cleanliness. It is something that when you hear it, yes, you just get, well, this is cool. Okay? So, you're going to wash first, and inshallah, as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as Islamu yajubdu ma qablahu, which means now you have no sins. All sins, inshallah, are forgiven. I'm not forgiven. He said, but this is what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that God is going to do. Okay? And that reminds you also of many of the teachers of Jesus Christ. When people used to come to Jesus Christ and say, we believed. And he used to say, go, your sins are forgiven. Because he believed. And because he believed, his sins are forgiven. But people who didn't believe, they are away, man. You got it. At the time of Jesus Christ, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because many Jews didn't believe in Jesus Christ, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, right? But those who used to believe and they used to come to Jesus Christ used to say, go, your sins are forgiven. It is just like that. And people who used to believe in Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to tell him, your sins are forgiven. So you are newborn. Really, you are like a baby who came into life without sins. But starting from now, you've got two angels, huh? One on the right and one on the left, and they're writing every word that you pronounce, every word that you utter. Everything. It is written. You got that. Whatever. The good things, the bad things. Okay? The good things. That's the idea. So, inshallah, you will become, inshallah, a very good Muslim. Inshallah. Not for the sake of us, it's for the sake of yourself, inshallah. And I hope that God will make your Islam better and better. Okay? And will make you, inshallah, I hope that God is going, inshallah, to throw into your heart the belief of the companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay, because they were just very like great men who believed and fought for that religion and for the better of this religion, for the best of it. Okay? So, alhamdulillah, and the next step, inshallah, that we're going to make together is start talking about beliefs, okay, about God and the religion and what you are supposed to do and what you have to do. We're going to talk about pilgrimage, we're going to talk about prayer, zakat, like, inshallah, everything, inshallah, you're going to understand. What the religion of God, yes. Very good. Like, your brothers want to ask you questions. Are you ready? No problem. Justin is a tough man here. Okay, he welcomes questions.
Well, Justin,
not Justin. What? Yeah, yeah.
Omar,
Omar. Let me tell him about the story of Omar. Omar ibn Khattab, radiallahu anhu. He was a pagan when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent by God as a prophet. Umar ibn Khattab at that time, he was a pagan. And he one of those, you know, like powerful pagans, like very good body. Remember Goliath, huh? The story of David and Goliath. Huh? Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu is a very, very tough man. And he believed in Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he used to laugh at what he used to do in the past. Like, he used to worship, he said that, he used to worship a god that is made of dates. You know, date? Date is a fruit, a kind of fruit. Okay? So he used to worship a god that is made of fruit. So whenever he becomes hungry, he eats his god. SubhanAllah. Really? Really? SubhanAllah. And these were the minds. These were the minds of those people. Before Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, he used to just, you know, like build gods of rocks, whatever he has. And when he, you know, like get hungry, he said, no problem, I'm going to eat this arm now. I'm going to get a leg. Okay, whatever. Okay? So then Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked God, okay, so that he becomes a Muslim. And subhanAllah, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu became a Muslim, but he became the second great companion of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was very famous that he was a tough man and he was very courageous. And he was the second caliph after Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was the second prince of believers, which means ruler of the Islamic Empire, for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was very famous for justice. And your name is Justin. I think it's going to be suitable. If you like it, inshallah, your brothers are going to call you Umar, because this is the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whenever somebody becomes a Muslim, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to choose a new name for him. So, is it going to be Umar? Whatever you want. It is your choice. This is just a suggestion from Khalid here. But it's what you want, eh? What do you think? Umar? So inshallah, he's going to be Umar. Umar, and your last name is? No, the last name, your real last name. Your family name. Vincent. So it's going to be Umar Vincent. Yes, Umar Vincent. Like Sheikh Abdul Rahim, his name is Abdul Rahim Green. Okay, so Umar Vincent. That's a nice name. Umar Vincent, inshallah, jama'ah. Akhukum Umar Vincent. I'm Bilal. Bilal, your last name is?
Ezoin.
Oh, choose something that is easy. come again. What is it?
Ezoin.
So Bilal Ezoin. Bilal Ezoin, and we've got Umar Vincent. MashaAllah. Umar. Say it. Umar, yes, very good. Umar, mashallah. Oh, any other question?
Why are you Muslim?
Ah, yes, he's asking Sheikh Khalid. Why?
What's the translation, Sheikh?
I'll translate in Arabic. Okay. Why did you become a Muslim? That is the question. لِبَا رَبَّنَا سُبْحَانَ وَتَعَالَىٰ أَرَادْتِ مِنْ تَتْبَى مُسْلِمٍ. Why? The walk? طَرِيقُ اللَّهِ. Okay. Justice. يعني لأن هذا هو طريق الله. يعني كما the walk of God. دي سكة ربنا سبحانه وتعالى.
في كلمة يلقيها على أصدقاء يعني.
So, what do you want to say to your friends or to say to people who like you?
I'm very, very good. All the bad idea
goes
home.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very good.
I just want to say,
raise your voice. Surah Umar now. Raise your voice, Salah. Mate, come on. Fucking.
I'm very, very grateful. Yeah. How the dada welcomed me.
بيقولوا أنا مبسوط أوي إن أنتم جمعتم. But Sheikh Khalid is asking about your friends who are Christians, they're Christians. Okay, what do you want to say to them? Like deep down, what do you want to tell them?
I try to talk to them to follow the direction.
SubhanAllah. فبيقول أنا حاولت أتكلم معهم إن هم يعني يتوبهم ويبقوا على طريق ربنا سبحانه وتعالى. Justin, this is my question. We've been together like many times, SubhanAllah. And I really wish that you become a Muslim one day, just wallahi for the love of God, nothing more. But when you sent me the message today, I was very happy. But the first thing that came to my mind, I said, what happened? Like, why did Justin finally make the decision? I know it's not easy because you were born as a Christian, you lived as a Christian, you've got a Christian family. It's not easy. It is guidance from God, alhamdulillah. It needs power, it needs courage. Now, you took it. You know the right. Yes, this is the right, I'm going to take it. Because some people say, I know it is right, but no problem. I mean, I can't do it. But alhamdulillah. So, أنا بس Justin يعني
عمر بس
النقطة عمر بس عمر يعني النقطة اللي هو ربنا أكرمه يعني قرر إمتى إن هو ربنا يكرمه مسلم إن شاء الله. طيب when did you decide that and why and tell me about the conversation that you had with yourself at home.
You saw a dream.
سبحان الله يا جماعة هو بيقول إنه هو السبب في إنه هو بقى مسلم بقى ان هو شاف حلم حقيقي شاف حلم حقيقي so what was it tell us Now, when was that true? Before yesterday. SubhanAllah, بيقول إن هو رأى رؤية وسمع. طيب يا جماعة ما تقعدوا. طيب ماشي ماشي تفضل تفضل. هو بيقول إن هو سمع رؤية إن هو رأى رؤية سمع فيها صوت بيناديه. What did the voice tell you exactly? Say the words. I want to translate it exactly. This is why I'm asking you again.
Tell me to the pen. To the pen.
سمع صوت بيقول له توب توب.
أقول له إسلام.
واتبع الإسلام. هو ده الطريق الصحيح إن أنت تعرف بربنا سبحانه وتعالى. And then when how did you feel when you wake up? حسيت بإيه لما صحيت? How did you feel when you wake up? You felt very very good. وبيقول إن هو لما صحى من النوم حس بإحساس كويس كويس جدا. Were you shocked when you saw this? No, سبحان الله. بيقول إن دي إرادة ربنا سبحانه وتعالى. I didn't know that's new news for me. سبحان الله. والله I'm telling you, and this really happened. Really happened. But I don't know if this person died as a Muslim or not. But that was something like 8 years ago or something. That he can become فعلاً والله واقعة ودي حصلت كان راجل كندي. وكنا نعمل سوياً يعني. كان جمعنا القدر أن نعمل سوياً. وكان رجل يبلغ من العمر ما يقرب من 60 عاماً يعني. This man was over 60 years old. سبحان الله بدأنا نتحدث معه عن الإسلام أعطينا بعض من الكتيبات يقرأ والقرآن وما إلى ذلك وبعدين الرجل سبحان الله أخذ القرار وأخبرني أنه يريد أن يصبح مسلم أنا لا أعلم على ماذا مات يعني صراحة أنا لم أتابع الأمر لآخره يعني لم أعلم كيف انتهى الحال بهذا الرجل يعني ولكن عندما سألته يعني ما الذي شجعك على القراءة في الإسلام فقال رأيت رؤيا عجيبة رأيت رؤيا عجيبة رأيت أن رجلا أنني طائر في السماء وتسقط علي نيازك مشتعلة بالنار كواكب مشتعلة بالنار وأنا طائر في السماء وكواكب مشتعلة بالنار وكادت هذه الكواكب أن تصدمني وتحرقني لولا أن رأيت رجلا أتى بعباءة فغطأني بها ومعه سيف يدفع عني هذه الكواكب حتى لا تشتعل النار فيه فلما سألته من أنت فقال محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نقول سبحان الله يعني بعد هذه الرؤية بدأ الرجل يتجه إلى قراءة القرآن لكن حقيقة حتى أكون صادقا أنا لا أعلم أكتب الله عز وجل له الهداية ولا أعلم والله إن كان حيا أم ميتا لأن قطعت عنه الأخبار يعني ما عدت التقيت منه بعد ذلك. Well, this is a story about a man. He worked with me. He was from Canada, and he was a friend of mine, and I liked him so much. And he told me one day that he wanted to read about Islam and to learn many things. I didn't know what pushed him to that direction. At that time, you know, I didn't have the good language to work with him. I didn't have the knowledge not much knowledge, you know, that God gave me these days. So I asked him, I mean, why did you decide to read about Islam? What pushed you that hard? He said, I was sleeping and I saw that I'm flying. Okay? And many meteors, burning meteors, are coming from heaven to burn me. Okay, like small planets burning with fire, okay, are about to hit me while I'm flying. And I didn't know what to do. Then suddenly a man came and covered me to protect me from fire. And he was holding a sword in his right hand. And he started, you know, like driving these meteors away from me. so I don't get burnt. So I asked this man, who are you? He said, I'm Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So wallahi, that man, he was from Canada, basically was from Holland, and he immigrated to Canada while I was 9 years old, and we worked together. Okay, and he told me, wallahi, I don't know if he died as a Muslim or not, because we separated after that, and I didn't see him, and I couldn't preach him. I don't know if he's alive or dead. But subhanAllah, God says in the Holy Quran, مَن يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يَشْرَحْ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. If God wants to send His graces on somebody, He's going to open His heart to Islam. To wallahi, what you saw is great. And alhamdulillah, nobody was with you. Nobody pushed you for anything. So, say that again, man. Any other questions for your brothers? I mean, how did you feel when you say the shahada? Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. So, what do you intend to do after that? For Islam. For your religion.
I'll start.
So this is, and inshallah tomorrow we are in Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, this is a blessed month. And subhanAllah, I'm very happy that God guided you, alhamdulillah, in this blessed month. So Ramadan is the month of fasting in Islam. Now, what you are supposed to do is that you're going to fast since dawn, and the dawn prayer. The dawn prayer, in fact, how many seconds, guys? 4. It's about 20 to 4 a.m. Okay, so from 20 to 4 a.m. when you hear the adhan, Allahu Akbar in the masjid, you stop eating and drinking till sunset. When the adhan of the sunset prayer starts, you stop eating, drinking whatever you want. You got it? This is what we call fasting, siyam. The reward for fasting is very, very, very great, and it's very healthy also. It is very healthy. The role of it is very great. But fasting in Islam is more about keeping away from food and drinks. It's not only about that. It's about also keeping away from sins. Like what? Like, for example, women. You don't look too beautiful women on the street. Or ugly ones, whatever. Okay? Like, you keep your eyes away. How? For example, you're walking on the street, you saw a lady, okay? But just like that, well, this is no problem, because you didn't mean it. You saw her, so what you're supposed to do is that you're going to move your head just the other way. Don't keep looking. It's just one look for you.
Yeah.
And the other is on you. But the first one look is not going to be too long. Like, don't keep going like that and tell me it's one look. take care. Well, and this is subhanAllah, just like what Jesus Christ said, eh? In the Holy Bible, what did he say? He said, if you look to a woman lustfully, it is as if you committed adultery with her in you. So now you're following? SubhanAllah. Now you're abiding by the teachings also of Jesus Christ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the eye commits adultery, and the hand commits adultery, the ear commits adultery, the leg commits adultery. Now how does the hand commit adultery? How? By beating people for no reason. The ear, by listening to what God hates. Like, for example, you have a friend and he's talking about, you know, like other people in a bad way. He's backbiting. Okay, you keep your ears shut. Don't talk to me about that. I don't want to listen to him. But you met a friend of mine, and he's talking about Frank in a bad way. Even if he's telling you things that is right about Frank, don't listen. If he is telling you bad things about Frank, and you know that Frank does this, you don't listen. Because this is a big sin in Islam. You got it? So what if he's saying lies about Frank? That's going to be greater. You got it? So you don't talk about something that your brother hates behind his back. Okay? So the hand commits adultery, the ear commits adultery, the tongue commits adultery. Talk about people bad there. That fighting. The leg that takes you to places that God hates. Okay, commits adultery. Where it is something that goes side by side with the teachings of Jesus Christ. So you keep away from all that. Which is normally that you do that in Ramadan or in other months. Not only in Ramadan. But because this is a blessed month, whenever you do something good in the eyes of God, it's going to be doubled. You're not only to get the normal reward, it's going to be doubled. And also sins. Not only good things are going to be doubled. If you did something bad in this holy month, it's going to be worse. Okay, so, and inshallah, as we did with our brother Bilal, inshallah. I'm going inshallah to meet you tomorrow. Inshallah. And we're going to the masjid together. Okay? And inshallah we're going to teach you how to wash your hands and purify yourself. And I mean, this is blessing, using water before prayer. It's blessing. Because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, all your sins fall away. Like if your hands did something wrong and you just, all sins go away from your hands, from your eyes, from your face, from your body. Okay? Inshallah, you're told. Any other questions for your brother? Okay. Good news about food here. You know, Sheikh Khaled likes food very much. He's the cook of the sheikhs. The cook of the sheikhs. Now look. So it's going to be inshallah, we're going to get together, you of course, Bilal and Frank and Daniel the suspicious. Okay, inshallah. I hope he gets a dream like yours. You told him about that. Really? Subhanallah, alhamdulillah. Okay, we are going to get together with Sheikh Khalid. Okay, he said that we're going to have breakfast together. I don't know what he's cooking. You can ask him later about that. طيب أنا بلغتها بالعزوم إن شاء الله. طيب أي سؤال يا جماعة للرجل الطيب عمر. عمر ما عشان نقول جبت ده. جبت جبت. عمر. والله I know. I told that to Bilal. I know a man. His name is Umar. Maybe you know him. He's in Huda Channel. Huda Channel is an Islamic channel. And Umar, he's an American who became a Muslim, maybe 10 years ago or something. And he called himself Umar. And we were talking. It was a program. And somebody asked him, what was your name before you became a Muslim? Wallahi, I heard him saying, he was a Christian. I heard him saying, I don't want to remember that man because that man before Umar, he died long time ago. Wallahi, he said so. Wallahi, رجل أسلم. كان عمر من 10 سنوات وسئل والله كنت جالس وبيسأله رجل بمنتهى البساطة رجل مسلم بيقول له كان اسمك يا ابن الإسلام قال هذا الرجل الذي قبل الإسلام توفاه الله ولم يعد له وجود ولا أريد أن أذكره والله العظيم كان هذا الرد ورفض أنه هو أصلا يقول اسمه قبل الإسلام رفض يعني أنه يقول اسمه قبل الإسلام سبحان الله يعني من العزة ومن الفارق يعني شعر بالانتقال من الكفر والإيمان يعني فرق رهيب يعني فالحمد لله سار أي أسئلة لأخوكم ولا معه now it is the big time eating this is what we do طيب أسأل الله عز وجل أن يعز الإسلام والمسلمين